going on, sports world? It's RW4 Court Press Podcast by Robert White. First thing first, thank God. Thank God for everything. Thank God for this platform. Thank God for all you do. Here we go. I told y'all last week, sports world. Here we go, sports world. What did I tell you guys last week? What did I tell you about some of these white media writers and these right media sports writers? What did I tell y'all? When it comes to black and white, it's a big double standard in sports. I said that last week. Proved my point this weekend, didn't I? So listen, here we go. We had a women's NCAA championship game between LSU and Iowa, right? Look at the big picture. Yeah, five black ladies against five white ladies. Who in the hell do you think you want? Who you think the world wants to win this game? Huh? Nobody want Iowa to win. Only people that want LSU to win was the LSU fan base, the players, the family of LSU players, LSU alumni. That is it. And people like me around, you know, some people around me like the world, I want the LSU to win. I was cheering for them, right? Come on now. We all know who the world wanted to win. They pump up Caitlin Clark all tournament long. She the Steph Curry, women's basketball. She's the next Larry Bird. Stop it. Stop right there. She's not the next Steph Curry. She's not the next Larry Bird. Y'all need to just stop with the dumb stuff. Stop with dumb talking. Seriously, it was ridiculous. It didn't make no sense. It drove me crazy this weekend. Oh, my goodness. Now, check this out. The sad part about this whole thing is where the loser, the runner-up, the captain of the runners-up team gets all the attention, all this positive attention, more than the LSU Tigers players and more than the outstanding tournament MVP, Angie Reese. How you get more attention than the MVP of the NCAA Women's Tournament? How? ESPN, Fox, Bleacher Report, CBS, The Score, Sports Network, Sports Machine, gave all the attention to Caitlin Clark. She this and she that. She this and she that. Oh, you did a great job. Did this and that. Ain't saying nothing about Angie Reese or the LSU Tigers. After she got beat down by 17 points to LSU. I never in my life seen anything like it. Never. Now, you know what? This is what I tell people. I tell people this. As a black man, I'm a black man. Now, first, I say what I want to say on the show. This is my show. It's my platform. Do it for the culture. This is all me. Nobody can tell me what to say or not to say. This is my show. I say what I want to say. It's clean. No profanity. You go to my show, you can talk how you feel. Period. My show. RW4 Core Press Podcast by Robert White. Now, check this out. As a black man in this world, and a black woman, the media, sports writers, that's white, anybody that's white in corporate America, do not like an outspoken black man or black woman that knows what they're talking about, that stand on their word, that have faith in their word, that has dignity and pride. Believe that. We achieve greatness and we still get ridiculed. We still get treated like crap. We still get negative feedback after we do something great and achieve something great. We still get scrutinized heavy. Black woman and a black man. Angie Reese. What Angie Reese do? Angie's just 20 years old. The queen of the South, the Bayou Barbie. She had 34 doubles this year, NCAA record. She was the NCAA tournament most outstanding player this year, MVP of that. Now she got a ring. Now she got a diamond on her finger. Right? So y'all getting mad because she did something that Caitlin Clark started and instigated all tournament long by telling people to shut up, you down 15, flagging people, doing the John Cena, you can't see me, all in the opponent's face. Soon as Angie Reese did it on the national championship stage and the national championship game to Caitlin Clark, it's a problem. You vilified her. Talk bad about her. Still today, y'all talking bad about her. Like she did something wrong. The white media, I say it. The white media, the white sports writers, y'all didn't like it. What'd she do wrong? Y'all want to talk about it bad? Huh? Really? Keith Olbermann? A former ESPN worker called Angie Reese an effing idiot? You call a 20-year-old woman an effing idiot for doing something that her opponent started, which is a white woman, a young lady? I'm glad Shaq came back and said something to him on his Twitter. Now, Keith Olbermann wanting to change everything up. No, it's too late for that, bro. Too late for that. Then you got the president of sports for Barstool calling Angie Reese, again, a 20-year-old woman, a piece of SHIT and classless. Really? But 40 hours before that, y'all was glorifying Clayton Clark for doing the same thing that Angie Reese did to her. Y'all glorified it. Oh, look what she doing. She's doing the John Cena sign. Oh, she flagged the person out. Oh, wow. She got confidence. Oh, she ain't playing no defense on her. Oh, she told the young lady, shut up. Y'all look up. Y'all down 15. Look at the scoreboard. I watched it. Y'all was glorifying that. Glorifying her for that. Angie Reese did it. It's a problem. It's a problem when a black woman does it. A beautiful black woman does it. Only thing she did was get Clayton Clark what she was doing to other people. That's all she was doing. And you heard what she said. She was offending. She said, it's no disrespect over here. You're not going to disrespect my teammates. You're not going to disrespect my LSU. Excuse my South Carolina girls. Even though they play with South Carolina, I'm an LSU. We SEC. We the SEC conference. You're not going to disrespect my homegirls from South Carolina. And you're going to disrespect us over here. So she gave Clayton Clark what Clayton Clark was doing to others. Then it was a big problem. A big problem. Y'all was glorifying Clayton Clark. She's this and she's that. She's going to run a WNBA when she gets to WNBA when she leave college. Man, y'all lost y'all mind. Really? Y'all lost y'all mind. I said something the other day. They would see this. I said, listen. This woman, y'all giving all this praise to the tournament. In 1993, what she did, Cheryl Swoops did the same thing. In 93, with no social media, how it is right now. So Caitlin Clark broke Cheryl Swoops' tournament record that was held since 1993. Now, check this out. Caitlin Clark shot 9-for-22 on Sunday. 9. And she was squeezing. You know what squeezing is? Forcing shots, just trying to score. Forcing. And she was missing. Her and her coaches and teammates complaining to the refs. Complaining about what? She was complaining about. It's defense. Struggling. It's called karma. How about that? That's what it is. That's all it was. And y'all couldn't adjust to it. Take the beat down. Like I'm supposed to. And know the funny thing about this? Even to this day, I ain't see not one Angie Reese interview, a big interview on ESPN or Fox Sports. They just interviewed Caitlin Clark this morning, ESPN, outside the lines. How in the world the runner-up, the loser of the championship game get interviewed? Major Sports Network, not Angie Reese. Please tell me. Tell me. Like, it's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. Now check this out. You know what? Earth, Wind & Fire had a song. It's called Masquerade, right? Masquerade. You hide your face, put your mask on, hide it. Now, people are slowly sliding that mask down, showing their face, and showing who they really are in this world. And don't care. And don't care. How about Jill Biden, the first lady? Joe Biden's wife, the President of the United States' wife, Joe Biden. Jill Biden. Joe Biden's wife, Jill Biden, got on TV. And she said, I want to invite Iowa to come along with LSU to celebrate them both. Are you kidding me? When in the hell do the runner-up for any team go to the White House to celebrate with the winning team? Excuse me, I'm waiting. Let me give y'all 20 seconds to think about it. All right, that's enough. This ain't nothing but a joke. I never in my life seen anything like this. The loser, the runner-up, goes to the White House with the winning team to celebrate with them, to talk to the president and the first lady, and sightsee the White House? You gotta be kidding me. See, y'all forget, this been going on forever. Back in 2007, there was a man named Don Imus. He had a syndicated radio show. This man got on his show and said something so foul and so ignorant towards young, beautiful, black, young queens. Vivian Stringer, Hall of Famer. The beautiful queen, Vivian Stringer. Rutgers women's basketball coach. And she's in the Hall of Fame. Got inducted with Michael Jordan in the Hall of Fame. Check this out. This man called Vivian Stringer girls, excuse my French, nappy head hoes and jigaboos. So you call 18, 19, and 20-year-old ladies nappy head hoes and jigaboos. You don't like how their hair look nappy, why they wearing braids. Are you serious? Are you serious? And this man still kept his job after that. That would have been Ed Bradley or Brian Gumbel was saying that about some white young ladies, about their hair or something. You know what would have happened to Brian Gumbel and Ed Bradley? Some of their show was over. Then they got fired in 1 minute. No ifs, no ands, and no buts, and the lawsuits would have been coming their way. Tell me why I ain't lying. Tell me why I ain't lying. Tell me I ain't telling the truth. Double standard everywhere in America. Everywhere. Sports, corporate America, schools, entertainment, television. It's double standard everywhere when it comes to black and white. And they try to say it's not, it is. It'll always be that way. You know why? It's called the intimidation factor. And I'm sorry, it's an intimidation factor. I say it again. Do not like white America, white sports writers, right? Journalists do not like an outspoken athlete or a woman or a man of color to speak their mind and stand on their word. You see what happened to Muhammad Ali, right? Art People's Champ, the champ Muhammad Ali, what happened? They stripped him? Because this man refused to go and fight and kill innocent people? Stripped him from his belt on a promised career? Okay. Y'all know where I'm coming from. Okay. Now listen. South Carolina lost the hour. We get that. Dawn Staley got on a podium. She talked about the game, the situation. But then, as the end of her press conference, she noted the national sports writers. You know who you are. That's calling her young ladies bar fighters, hood rats, thugs. You calling black girls bar fighters, hood rat, and thugs for what? No apparent reason? Because the style they play on the basketball court? Really? Really? That's how disrespectful y'all are in getting to young black ladies? It's ridiculous. It really is ridiculous. It don't make no sense. You need to stop. Y'all need to look in the mirror and need to stop and check yourself. You know what? I was thinking. Now, over the weekend, when South Carolina played Iowa, Caitlin Clark was getting away with a lot of push-offs. I mean, she was pushing off the guards of South Carolina like it was no tomorrow. Refs ain't called nothing. Swallowed their whistle, right? South Carolina lost. Now, check this out. When Iowa played LSU, she was pushing off like crazy. But the funny part about it is, the refs were blowing that whistle and called an offensive foul on it. There wasn't swallowing that whistle. And you know why there wasn't swallowing that whistle? And I was thinking. I said, you know what? It wouldn't shock me if the NCAA committee did not want Dion Staley to play LSU in the championship game. First of all, before that, a week before that, Dion Staley said, let's have an all-SEC championship game. Us against LSU, right? But she was talking like for the SEC conference. But it's bigger than that, right? It's bigger than that. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. Dion Staley won 2 championships in 4 years. This would have been her 3rd championship in 4 years if she'd have won this weekend, right? LSU got they bust beat by South Carolina by 24 points this year. It was 88-64, I believe, in February. It's a game in February. They lost 88-64, I believe. It's a 24-point blowout, right? So now look, last year, Dion Staley blew out UConn. Gino, remember, Mr. Gino, the UConn, how many championships he got? 8, 9, 10? Top 3 coach in women's NCAA basketball. Now, she knocked off UConn, slayed them. They slayed UConn last week. I'm sorry, last year. So now, what it looked like she slayed Kim Mularkey and the LSU Tigers this year. She knocked off 2 of the top 3 best college coaches in the history of women's college basketball. They was not going to let that happen. Kim Mularkey, she's a gold medalist. She's in the Hall of Fame. She got 3 championships with Baylor. She got a championship as a player with Louisiana Tech University. She coming to LSU. They go to the Final Four, right? It's no way in the world. No disrespect to LSU. They are not better than South Carolina. South Carolina's a better team than them. South Carolina's the best team all year in college. South Carolina lost. And sometimes the best team don't win. It's like sometimes the best player don't win. Mike Tyson, Buster Douglas, prime example. Best fighter, he lost to Buster Douglas, right? Sometimes the best don't win. And it happens that way, right? But in this case right here, you cannot tell me behind closed doors, the NCAA, and their crookedness, I would not be shocked if they talked to the referees, the head of the referees, swallowed some of them calls. They didn't want South Carolina to beat LSU. They weren't doing stuff. They had 3 championships in 4 years. Her streak would have kept alive undefeated. I'm telling y'all, it gets bigger. Wicked. I'm telling you. That's what I think, and that's what I believe. That's what I really believe. Now, before I go, before I end this episode, I want to thank Angie Reese, the Queen of the South, the Bayou Barbie. I want to thank her for being true to who you are and being vocal and expressing yourself in a classy, classy way. Back in the day, we had this rap group, one of the greatest rap groups ever, called N.W.A. They had a song called Express Yourself. Express Yourself. Good, positive song. Angie Reese. Keep expressing yourself. Keep expressing yourself the class that you are. You're beautiful. You're young. You're black. Keep expressing yourself on and off the court with grace, dignity, and pride. I want to congratulate you again, salute you and the LSU team, your coaches, the whole staff at LSU. Congratulations. Congratulations winning the championship. You guys deserved it. Y'all worked hard. When you work hard, good things happen. Good things happen. RW4 Court Press Podcast was brought to you by Ella Weddings Massage Studio. Again, it's not a treat, it's a treatment. Ella Wellness Studio is located at 1404 Manor Road, Wynwood, PA 19096. RW4 Court Press Podcast, also sponsored by Pierce & Jeffrey Cigar and Coffee Lounge. When you smoke a Pierce & Jeffrey Cigar, you experience good living. Pierce & Jeffrey Cigars are produced with premium raw materials transformed by old processes present the finest taste, a memorable smoke in its purest form. All cigars are hand rolled by trained Cuban rollers. Jeffrey Paris is located at 925 Providence Road, Seacan, PA 19018. Peace and love and blessings. I'm out.